Father, we thank you that we take this time to come and remember you and all the things you've done for us that we practice daily. We ask that you hear what we're talking about. You give us ears to hear and eyes to open. For these things, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Thanks to God with the blood for blessing all of us. But here she has
desire in her heart. And so then, therefore, she went and did something that she thought, well, I need to do this. But she still continued to have evilness in her heart. That doesn't go very far in her life, does it? And I know with the Lord, even we have an evil consciousness mind when we plan evil. Verse 21. This is what a woman said to tempt the young man. And she and her smooth words tricked him. He followed her, like a bull being led to slaughter. He was like a deer walking in the trap, where a hunter waits to shoot an arrow through his heart. The boy was like a bird flying into a net, never seeing the dangers he was in. This shows an example of how not thinking of the consequences of our actions can lead to trouble. Not thinking ahead of what I'm doing, what's going to be the end result of what I'm doing. That's something that we need to all think about when we're doing something or when we're planning to do something. What is the outcome of what we're going to do? Will it be honorable to God, or is it just for selfish desires? Now, sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Don't let your heart lead you to an evil woman like that. Don't go where she leads you. She had brought down some of the most powerful men. She had left many dead bodies in her path. Her house is the place of death. The road to it leads straight to the grave. This chapter is another example of how not listening to the wisdom of others can lead you down the wrong path, which leads down to hell if you don't change and start listening. So if a foolish teenager would have listened to wisdom, he would have not been tempted by this word. Do you have any questions about that? Go ahead and do our
this week we're supposed to tell a story about someone who did good without being told. And David did good to Mephibosheth and gave him his father's lands and everything, even though Mephibosheth was just a cripple.
Lord came and he did all things right without being forced to.
When Abraham sent his servant to get a son for a wife for Isaac, he asked Rebecca if he could have a drink, and she offered to give his camels a drink too without being forced.
The Shunammite woman and her husband built a secret room for Elisha. Then he came home and he was pleased.
Joshua 4:21-22. And going from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And immediately they left the ship and their father followed him. They followed him, and they became Jesus' apostles.
I thought about the church here when there's a need or something needs done, people just pitch in. They could just say, well, it's not my responsibility, but they do it anyway.
There's one of Dad's cousins. When she was a little girl, her dad was coming home on Christmas Eve, and he had a car wreck and died. And their mother went crazy, and then she wouldn't take care of the children. But the oldest girl, Lavana, she would get her brothers and sisters and put them in a little red wagon and take them down to the store And she was just tall enough to where she could reach around the back of the deli counter and get cheese and ham out from behind it. And the storekeeper would, he'd see her walk in, but he wouldn't say anything to her because he knew that they were hungry, and he knew if he would have said anything to him that she would have got scared and quit coming, but he just let him do it.
Job didn't have to be told to follow God. He just kept following him and kept following him, even when things got harder and harder for him to do it.
Who was it?
Job.
I thought about Tobit when they were captive over Nineveh. They were having a feast. They were about to have a feast, and he said to his son, go invite in any of our brothers that are mindful of the Lord. And he was wanting to share his feast with anyone else. But then he went, and his boy went and came back and said there was someone dead in the marketplace. So he, before he even tasted his feast, he went and jumped up and took the person and back to bury him. But he wouldn't have had to do that, but he did the right thing.
I thought of our parents. They take care of us and they clean up messes, and they teach us to do what's right, even though they aren't compelled to do it by anyone.
Heard a story of a man. I read a book, and the man said he wanted to see the Lord. And he wanted to see the Lord, and he was in a shop, and an old man was hungry, and he took him in and fed him. And then later on in the day, a lady was hungry and cold. She was out in the snow, and he took her in and fed her and warmed her up and gave her some money for his clothes. And then later on in the day, there was another person that needed help. And that night in bed, he prayed, Lord, I just want to see you. And the Lord spoke to him in his dream and said, you did. I was hungry and you fed me. I was cold and you took me in. And naked and you clothed me. And you've done it unto at least these, my brethren. You've done it unto me.
When the Philistines came up against Saul and his army, Jonathan didn't tell his dad anything about it, but took his armor bearer down, defeated him, and then later Saul had said that everyone shouldn't eat anything until they had won the battle. And Jonathan didn't know about it, so he ate some honey. And so Saul was going to kill Jonathan, but all the people said since he defeated the Philistines, he shouldn't get killed.
I read a story about a girl that lived with her mom and some little children and their little children in a house real close to a railroad, and her dad had died in a railroad accident, and her brother had gotten drowned, and they put the children to bed, and it was starting to storm real bad and raining real hard and flooding, and then it was, the river was overflowing, and the bridge was just about to get crashed, and a train came and to check if the track was still in good shape, and it was going across the bridge and it gave way, and the train went into the river. And so she saw that. She knew that a midnight train was coming with a lot of passengers. And so she just, without being told, just went right out and ran and carefully went across the bridge and finally made it to the other side and ran a mile up to the train station and said that she just fainted right there. And the man there in the train station knew that there was something wrong, so he ran out just in time and waved a lantern, and the train stopped, and everybody was saved that way.
At Abraham and Lot, when they were choosing their land, and Abraham just let Lot choose the land first, and he took the better land, and Abraham just took the not very good.
I was thinking about the assignment. And I thought, I asked a question to myself. I wondered what qualities we need to possess to actually be able to do what we're supposed to be doing without being told. And I just thought it's necessary to be submitted to those above us and to respect authority and to be submitted to God and have the same heart as He does to actually carry out what He wants us to do. And I thought about how Jesus, He's not here, we don't see Him, but we know He exists because we believe in Him. And we have the Bible. It's a real blessing to read about Christ and what He did on this earth. And so, and then I thought about, I really like a few chapters in John. They're really, I hold them very dear. And it's John 15, 16, and 17. It's talking about Christ. And he prayed for the church that they would be one with God, and that we would all be one. And I think that's what it's all about. If we're not on the same page, we cannot operate together and get done what needs done.
For next week's boys' lesson, find the verses of someone who was foolish and what you have learned from it. And you may be able to take that and apply it now.